get your kicks on Route 66. That's Nat King Cole. This is the Mishki Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. Read the big story this week having to do with G.I. Joe collectors. They can't get enough of the tough, buff G.I. Joe. Headline said, though he might be small, don't call him a doll. For nearly 40 years, this man of action has been an icon. He's tough, he's buff, he's G.I. Joe. At a moment when real-life U.S. troops are in Iraq and support for the military is high, the cultural mythology of G.I. Joe, the iconic, buff, fully posable man of action, is back in spades. Sales of this robust action figure, boy, they really build him up, don't they? We're up 50% over the last 6 months. Yeah. You're looking at post-September 11th patriotism there. Plus, the growing phenomenon of middle-aged fathers collecting vintage Joes and passing their boyhood obsession on to their kids. Yeah, I have a G.I. Joe. My G.I. Joe isn't that buff, though. Is it buff or buffed? I don't know, but he's scrawny. I think I got scrawny POW escapee G.I. Joe. 3 weeks in the jungle living on maggots, Joe, I think they called him. My G.I. Joe looks emaciated. What year did this one come out? I brought him in to ask around a little bit. Plus, my guy's missing his genitalia. Those bastard Japanese probably took it from him at the labor camp. But he's feisty, though. He's not so brawny. He's not so brawny. He's slim and scrawny. That partially posable, partially disposable Joe the Scrappy Jungle Rat. That was my guy. I don't know what you got there, guys. I got the partially posable, partially disposable Joe the Scrappy Jungle Rat. Yeah. This is probably a different G.I. Joe than you have. I like him, though. He's missing an eye. He's missing one eye. I think I might have done that to him, though. He's different. Plus, I caught my Joe in the back of an army jeep with Barbie's fella, Ken. And that didn't help his image any. I even chided him a little bit. I said, Joe, didn't the Japanese prevent you from even thinking about going down this avenue? Remember, there's nothing down there. Get out of the jeep, Joe. You too, Mr. What's your name? Ken. Yeah, my G.I. Joe is different than most. His head popped off a couple of years ago, and I never was able to get it back on right. You look at it now, and it's not so much sitting on the neck as it is on the shoulder. Plus, I scorched his beard pretty bad with a Bic lighter accidentally once. But he's still able to hold an M80 under his arm, and will this 4th of July when I send him into my cat's wicker basket at nap time. I told him the cat was Tojo. Tojo. Oh, come on. Well, this program has come to a merciful conclusion. Thanks for listening, folks. Talk to you again tomorrow night, sometime around 8, I suppose, huh?